Thank you. Welcome everyone to today's Lakralo monthly call on Monday the 26th of May at 2300 UTC. On today's call on the Spanish channel, we have Alberto Soto, Humberto Carrasco, Antonio Medina Gomez, Aida Noblia, Cristian Casas, Adrian Carballo, Alfredo López, José Arce, Iceland Basilio, Silvia Herlein-Leiter, Philip Boland, Gilberto Lara, Wanda Scarticini, and Oscar Garcia will be joining us later. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantiluxin, Jason Francis, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. Apologies noted from Fatima Combronero, Juan Manuel Rojas, Sergio Salinas Porto, Johnny Lariano, Carlos Aguirre, Alejandro Pisanti, Javier José Palero, and Marcelo Telez. From staff today, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are Veronica and Sabrina. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channel and to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. Thank you, and over to you, Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Thanks to the staff for their collaboration. We are now going to start this call. We have very important topics to discuss. There are some people missing. They were going to speak about different working groups. So I think we will only speak about the governance working group. Aida, could you please give us an update because we are actively participating on the wiki. Aida, go ahead, please. This is Aida Noblia speaking. Yes, I have participated on the last meeting or call on this governance working group. Sergio told me that the information had to be updated. And there is another working group, which is the CCTLD working group. So Sergio asked me to tell you that they are working, I mean, we are talking about the governance working group. When it comes to the governance working group, well, the activities are the following. The operating principles were presented for discussion to Lakralo, and when it comes to the CCTLD working group, they are working on a survey and on an interview with Eduardo Santosho, who is responsible for LAC-TLD. As far as I am concerned, what I did is to gather all the information for the questionnaire together, and Dev asked me to provide the initial justification. And on the other hand, I talked to the representative from my country, Uruguay, in charge of the CCTLD, who are in charge, or who is in fact in charge of these, so that we can finish with the questionnaire to be presented to the community. This is what I can tell you so far. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, Aida, thank you very much for the information. We do not have any representative from the other working group, so we will start with item number 3 on the agenda. I'm not going to speak about, or during 10 minutes, to speak about the Lakralo proposal. We had created a group, a working group. We have 3 members in this group. Alejandro Pisanti, Antonio Medina Gomez, and myself. This group is called Transition Of course, this is referred to the IANA transition. And we have seen all the calendar for the meetings strictly related to this topic. There is another meeting in Germany where our CEO will be attending. There is no participation so far, but the idea is that the working groups may have information, very updated information, and even drafting a document that will be constantly updated so that we can have reaction capacity in any case we need to deal with any topic. This will save us a lot of time, a very valuable time, and we will have important updates. With that result, or with those results, with the result of these working group that will end its activities in September 2015, once the transition is over, we will have the results. And our idea is to have, or in any country where we have, in Latin America and in the Caribbean, where we have a meeting organized by an ALS, for example, together with the people they have, universities or government and bodies, etc. And on that date, within that week, there would be a workshop with a document drafted in Lagrallo, exactly the same document. And for the end, at the end of this workshop, there would be a kind of survey. Why? Because the idea is to have important attendance, not only by the organizations, but also to have the attendance of the end users, because our mission is to represent the end user, and we need to have real feedback from them. And when it comes to this topic, and taking into account this topic, and with a due anticipation, we need to have information from our users that would help us to continue working in this working group and in Lagrallo. So now I am ready to receive your comments if you have one. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Alberto, I have some questions regarding your idea. So as far as I understand, this is an activity, an outreach activity, right, where you will be promoting Lagrallo and you will be looking for greater participation from other institutions. But what, it is not clear for me who will attend these activities and who will travel. This is Alberto Soto. Nobody will travel. For example, in Argentina, we have many ALSs, for example, eight active ALSs. We are few, but we have some in Cordoba, for example, in Buenos Aires, and in Mar del Plata. So if we can agree on something, and this should be the idea, we should have activities in Cordoba, Mar del Plata, and Buenos Aires, the same meeting, not on the same day, but within the same week, within that week. For example, from Saturday to Saturday. And there are certain places where having a meeting on Friday, for example, would be a problem. And in some places, we will have holidays. That's why it is not convenient to have a meeting on the same date. But nobody should travel, in fact. Those who are in Mar del Plata, for example, will have their meeting in Mar del Plata. Those in Buenos Aires will hold their meeting in Buenos Aires, and so on in all the countries. Where we have only one representative or one ALS, we will have only one meeting. If we have two in the same meeting, so we will agree with these two ALSs, and they will hold the meeting simultaneously. I mean, I don't want to spend money because we have the opportunity as an organization to speak to an organization, another organization or university or a public body, and they all belong to the multi-stakeholder model, or they are all multi-stakeholders. this is important, and this meeting should be unique. I mean, this should be reached by consensus, and we need to decide within LACRALO by consensus what we will say, because we will transmit or inform the end user our activity and our status in terms of the transition. Alberto Soto speaking. Umberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Umberto Carrasco speaking for the record. Thank you very much, Alberto. Okay. Although this is a good idea, we need to start working on the particular situations. So we need to see which will be the best way to find a place, for example, to hold the meeting or to hold the event. And in this sense, we will need to analyze the possibility of finding a place or certain mechanisms, because these activities, as Alberto said, should be focused on the transition. But at the same time, we could add some other content that may attract other people to these type of meetings. So if it is only necessary to speak about the transition, okay, that's fine. But perhaps we can include some other topics related to domain names, for example, so as to be able to do outreach. This is my idea. Thank you very much. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you very much, and that's a very good idea. Cristian Casas, go ahead, please. This is Cristian Casas from CETIC AGB. I have a question. Can we work with these other journalist level or a TV level, media level? I mean, can we have this on a PowerPoint presentation? Can we have a press release? This event can be related to the media, for example. So is this possible? I mean, can we have any relationship with the media apart from the activity in itself? Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, that's a very good proposal. What I said is just a comment about an idea, a simple idea, but it is open for discussion. I know a wiki page will be open where all the ideas will be placed. The most important thing here is that we should say exactly the same in any place or in all the places. We will speak about something as a region, and we will be supported by a working group that is studying the topic. And we will release information according to the state of the art at that moment. So we need to have that feedback from the end user particularly. So let's say if one meeting we have media and they can help us, okay, we will have a presentation, for example, for the media, or we may have a PowerPoint presentation, and we can also have a statement for the print media if it is necessary. I mean, whatever is required for each type of media. Is that okay, Cristian, for you? Cristian Casas speaking. Okay, I have another question. To access the wiki page of the working group, well, I am interested in collaborating in this working group, but I am new at the wiki page, and I would like to see how I can help you. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, I will send you an email with a link, and I will add you to the working group. We are four now. So, Alberto Soto, again, for the record, if you want to join this working group, please do it, but please bear in mind that we will work very hard, because we need to work around the meetings and around the results. Today, Olivier sent information about a meeting in Germany, and as far as I know, there is no possibility for remote participation so far. So I won't be able to travel to Germany. I don't know if there is anyone here who would like to travel, but if there is no remote participation, we won't be able to attend or to participate. Is there any other question? I see no hands up, so let's move forward. The following item on the agenda will take even less time. You know that I went to Bolivia, and even though this was not included in the crop program, I prepared a presentation exactly as it is prepared for IC in for Haiti and Dominican Republic. And I don't know if Deb is listening to me, then I will send him some suggestions for the crop. But the event or the speech was delivered in an event only aimed at university students at a computing course. And this was an event that had to be paid, and the cost of the event was quite high. So many people could not attend because they were not able to pay. So the idea is to have one event, one single event for this type of situation. So this is what I'm going to do in Dominican Republic and Haiti. We have many expectations for the Dominican Republic. We're working very well. There will be one presentation for organizations, and there will be another presentation for organizations who were not able to attend, university students and end users. So is there any question? I see Humberto Carrasco. Okay, Humberto, go ahead, please. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I clearly understand your point. If the event needs to be paid, or if a fee is required for the event, and again, the assistance or the attendance of the participants is limited somehow. But I believe that there is no need to specifically create an event for ICANN promotion. In fact, we could participate in some other events, provided that they are not paid events, where everyone understands what is being presented. So in this case, for these two countries, these are special events devoted to promote ICANN and Lagrallo topics. These are average events. So perhaps if we take into account what I say, we can work in a better way. Perhaps Dev can give us some feedback. Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, thank you, Humberto. Of course, we're not going to spend all the money, all the ICANN money with the crop. I mean, the idea is to cover all countries or the majority of countries who do not, or which do not have ALSs, so we will reach them with a crop program or with some other events, as long as we can do that. So your idea is quite good, it's good, and we will transcribe that idea, and we will put that idea on the plan. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. Thanks, Alberto, and I look forward to seeing the information put up on the wiki, all of the information regarding the presentations and so forth will be on the wiki for everybody to look at. A suggestion, really, also, is that perhaps Even if it's only, because sometimes it's very hard to really do, you know, one meeting where you try to explain everything about domain names and ICANN and so forth. Maybe the opportunity is to give like a brief introduction, and then invite them, those persons, to a special conference call in the future. So in other words, you get the contact information for all those persons, and then a conference call can be then be held, and you know, with interpretation. And of course, we can then do more detailed presentations with, you know, proper slides and so forth. So that's just a suggestion. Thanks.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Dev. That's a very good idea. The presentation, and let me clarify for this for all of you. Well, I sent the presentation to the list. It's already there in Spanish, English, and French, for you to have a better understanding of it. Even though it does start with a very basic aspect, which is the information system, the idea that it starts with something basic and that it deals with domain names only with one PowerPoint slide and another one for IP addresses, you will see that it's a very basic issue, but it's just what we need in order for people who are end users to understand the basic area, which is the one that will then introduce them into achieving policy making within ICANN. If we do not do this basic leveling, we will have people who do not understand why is it that we need a policy. So first they need to understand the complexity, how they add up from their personal PC to a complex information system, and then we will start dealing with policies. Is there any other comment? Dev, please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Dev Anand speaking. Thanks, Alberto. I just posted a link to the outreach workspace for At Large. And that has several links there to various resources that's been developed by At Large and over the years, including various beginner guides and so forth. I believe most of these guides are available in Spanish as well. So you know, I think it would be worthwhile, you know, to draw upon these resources that exist and well for these sessions. Yep. That's it.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Dev. I can assure you they are already included in the presentations in English, Spanish, and French. The three of them are exactly the same thing. I have used all of these resources already. I did it with the good collaboration I've had so far with Silvia Vivanco. And Silvia Helling-Leite has helped me to correct a few issues together with Umberto Carrasco, but all of these resources have been used. We have used all of them. Christian, you now have the floor. This is Christian speaking. I think that if we can simplify this, that is, the more we can simplify and the more we can systematize this for the end user, the better it will be for the inclusion concept. So all of these tools should help us know what are the ALSs, and they should even be able to help us navigate the wiki, give us tools to do that, and this should be covered that way. And this last tool that you provided us, I think with this we have enough so that we can prepare a PowerPoint, and so that that PowerPoint can actually reach the end user, because otherwise people get to the ICANN website and they get lost in the web page. They get lost in that inclusion. So perhaps if we can use this tool, we can use it actually to work on the PowerPoint. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Christian. Well, actually the PowerPoint is ready. It's finished. We have used all of the tools that Dev is mentioning. There is actually one full presentation in all of the languages, or at least in the three languages we need now, which is English, Spanish, and French. This is done already. It's finished. It's completed. And with respect to the use of the wiki, we have had two webinars, but we will later on see how is it that we can delegate information, because we have taken the wiki as a way for Lacralo to access to whatever they need, as a sort of a portal. Whatever they need is the Lacralo portal, and so they have the internal groups, the calendars, all the documents, all the working groups, all the documents for each working group. We can tell you then how you can have access to all of that information later on. This is Christian speaking. Thank you for this. And then if you need help in the working group, you can count on me. I can provide you with ideas, with work. If there's a need to prepare a PowerPoint or to do some other stuff, you can count on me. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Christian. Is there any other question? Okay. Let's go on now to the next item on our agenda. We'd like to thank Olivier, who is going to deal with two different issues. So thank you very much for collaborating with us. Olivier, you now have the floor.
Thank you very much. It's Olivier Capalabon speaking. So I'm going to speak to you now about the whole review of all the recently adopted ALAC statements, documents, etc. The public consultations, which is a key amount of work that is done on the ALAC, and which I invite you to have a look at, because really that's what the ALAC is doing most of the time. So we've got quite a few statements as usual coming up to an ICANN meeting. There is always a lot of work. We've had a number of statements which were recently adopted by the ALAC, and I thank the people who have held the pen on these issues. I point you specifically to the statements on the ICANN strategy panels, which was quite important, and I know that there has been some discussion that was taking place worldwide on these, and then also on the mechanisms, the draft proposal and the principles and mechanism, the process to develop a proposal to transition the NTIA stewardship of the INF functions. Again, that was a very important statement that was released. We've got currently five statements that are under review. The first one is the ICANN draft five-year strategic plan from fiscal year 16 to fiscal year 20. The ALAC is currently commenting on the statement. The comment period actually should be closing quite soon. I know that the common closing date closes in a month's time. So actually, there's been an extension on this. So we have some time to look at this, and I invite you all to have a look at the work of the drafters on this. The next one is the FY15, so fiscal year 15 operating plan and budget. That's more of an immediate thing that is taking place. This is currently now under review. We are considering that the Finance and Budget Subcommittee is considering if a statement should be drafted or not on this. It is worth noting that there were four conference calls that took place with the ICANN Finance Department, and the conference calls were well attended by people from our Finance and Budget Subcommittee. So we have provided some answers already, some input over to ICANN Finance Department without drafting a formal recommendation. But, of course, I invite you to have a look, because in there you will note also the responses or the proposed responses to the requests, the extra requests from our regional at-large organizations. The next one is the Notice of Preliminary Determination to Grant Registrar Data Retention Waiver Requests. This one has come in quite recently. We are still asking our We're asking our GNSO liaison, Alan Greenberg, if a statement is necessary on this. We have until the end of, sort of mid-month, mid-June, to be able to answer this one. The next one is the who is requirements and national law conflicts. The ALAC until today was considering drafting a statement. We have asked our registrant working group co-chairs, Hadi Reich and Carlton Samuels. Now, the registrant working group is actually the merger of the who is working group that we have and of the registration issues working group that we also had. So we've put the two together, and the answer has been that yes, a statement is necessary, so that working group will no doubt be putting a first statement on the wiki, and then call for comments will be sent to the ALAC announced mailing list. Next, we have the enhancing ICANN accountability. And this is a process which is only just starting, actually. It's going to be a hot topic in London, so there is likely to be much discussion going on. The aim for this coming period was to actually bring input of the community before the discussions start in London. But as you know, ICANN accountability is one of the working groups of our Atlas II, so the at-large summit. So there is likely to be a lot of work done face-to-face, and I think it might well be premature that we draft a statement first and then discuss things face-to-face. So it's probably likely that the discussions that will take place in London will give rise to a statement that will be filed in time to go into the overall process. Because the reply closing date is the 18th of June, but we're meeting just a few days after that, and the discussions are going to really take place face-to-face in London. These are the five that are currently in operation, that are currently open. And, of course, I invite you all to have a look at the policy development page. Thank you very much, Dave, for putting this on the chat. Because policy development takes place all the time, it's like a constant pipeline of work, so you don't need to wait until a LACRALO call to have a look at it. You can actually go onto that page, bookmark it, and you will see that it's updated daily, and then you can have a look at any of the comments that are currently being developed. And you can go on the page, and if you log in, you will be able to make comments at the bottom of the page. Those comments will be taken into account when putting out the final draft for a statement. If you feel strongly about something and about a topic and actually have a lot of knowledge on that topic, then you are very much encouraged to volunteer to be the person or the number of people, sometimes one, sometimes more than one person, to hold the pen and to be responsible for the drafting of the first draft and then following it through with the final draft, etc. You don't need to be an ALAC member to be the pen holder. You, of course, have to be in at large. And you're a member of an at-large structure, but apart from that, it's a process that is very much open and very much bottom-up, so we need to obtain that information from the edges. I've already spoken too much, but I wanted to make sure that you're clear of the fact that we invite people to comment and to take part in the policy development of the ALAC. Thank you, and I'm open to answer any questions which you might have.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Olivier. This is an impressive amount of open periods and documents that are open all the time. This is a bit hard for us. I managed to read two or three of them. I actually read F-16 FY16, FY20, and FY15, actually. That is the one from this year, next year, and the strategic one for the next, the five-year strategic plan. So actually, what we propose is there, and we hope that this will be approved. So together with other modifications, we will try to have a team so that they can take charge of this by area, by policy, and probably the Lacrale participation can improve in each of the specific issues, because none of us knows all of the issues. So this is, as we always say, so we will try to find someone who knows about finance so that they can see the budget, and then internally they can comment on us and discuss, and so on with the rest of the issues. Is there any questions regarding this issue in particular? I hear no questions. Okay, we will go on. Olivier, once again, will update us on the Atlas 2. Olivier, you now have the floor.
Thank you very much. And so Atlas 2 is only about 30 or so days away. It's not that far. In fact, is it less than that now? I think it goes quickly. I will start not looking at how many days are left. There's still much to do, but there's been a lot of progress on a lot of the different working groups that we have been all working on, and I'm very pleased to have seen a lot of involvement from Lacrale members in the preparation phase and in the different working groups there. There are a huge number of pages now that you can consult. There's of course the at-large summit to home. There is a draft agenda which has now been developed, which has a lot of, it's got basically the whole week that is designed. We've got thematic groups which have been also set up. So what will happen on the Sunday and on the Saturday and on the Sunday of Atlas 2, we'll have the plenary sessions, which will have all of our 160 at-large structures in the same room, just for an introduction and to set the scene. And then afterwards, we are all breaking up into smaller groups, five smaller groups. The first one is the future of multi-stakeholderism. The second one is the globalization of ICANN. The third one is global internet, the user perspective. The fourth one is ICANN transparency and accountability. And there you go. That goes directly into what we've just spoken about a few minutes ago. And the fifth one is at-large community engagement in ICANN. These five groups are going to be meeting into smaller rooms, and these are going to be working groups. In other words, each one of these five thematic groups is going to have to work and prepare a statement. And those statements, at the end of the week, will be put together into one larger report, which will then be voted on by the ALAC, and then given to the board in a formal, in a very formal way, for the board to take into account and to act on. And so it's particularly important that people get ready to go into these working groups. I know that there has been a survey that's been sent around to all of the at-large structure representatives who are going to London. If you have not filled this survey, please let us know. The survey basically just asks you what thematic group do you want to be on, because we need to know due to numbers. If we don't have the right numbers, then we have a few problems with the size. Some of the rooms are a bit small, so we need to know which working group will allocate to what room and get an idea of which ones are going to be the larger groups. There is another issue also, which is to do with language. Only two of the five working groups, due to room requirements, only two of the five working groups will be having a translation interpretation as such. So one needs to be quite careful, and what we will do is to have the two most popular
working groups that will have the larger rooms and that will therefore have the interpretation. Apart from this, we've got a program of a dinner on a Friday, on a Saturday night, which is sponsored. We've also got a lunch on the Sunday that is sponsored. And of course, we've got the at-large Fair of Opportunities, which is going to be a networking event with all of the different railos presenting the work that they do and the ability to compare what you do with other railos, and with a cocktail as well, and a very small number of speeches. That as well is being sponsored as well. So there really are a lot of things that are taking place, but it's all taking a good shape, and I'm glad that it is. There is a draft, there is a mentoring program also that is taking place, and that will pair up the people who are really the at-large structure representatives, who are absolute newcomers, with at-large structure representatives that have been active in at-large for a while and that know about issues and topics, and that are going to be able to help the newcomers in being able to be active and to make fully enjoy the summit. Because at the end of the day, this is something which you have to enjoy and which everyone has to take up as their summit. It's not something that we're imposing. It's something that they're basically building up. And it's important because we, of course, are at the ICANN 50th meeting, which is a very big landmark in ICANN history. It's only the second summit that we have. We are going to have the proceedings filmed, and there's an enormous amount of interest in the ICANN community, especially as a follow-up to the Net Mundial, which has happened in Brazil. The whole topic of multi-stakeholder involvement is very important, and many people are aware of the difficulties with multi-stakeholder involvement. So we are going to be a bit of a test case on this. To get our ELSs more and more excited about what's coming up, we have webinars that are still taking place. Every week there is a webinar. The next one later on this week is about the rules of procedures. These are the rules by which at-large and the ALAC work, and it's difficult, I guess, to understand, but once you get into it, you start understanding that it's very clearly laid out rules that make sure that things work well. But we've also had, this is our eighth webinar, so we had seven other webinars which are recorded and with the slide deck that is available for download. And if you've missed some of the webinars, you should be able to go and click onto the wiki page that will give you a link to all of the different webinars. You can listen to the MP3 of the webinar. It's really quite exciting, and it will give you a very good introduction on each one of the topics that are going to be discussed in London, and really how things work. And then finally, there is also a communications newsletter that is sent every week, sent out for the past 3 weeks now, or the past 2 weeks, and this week there will be a third one, and that's just to let our at-large structures know, you and us, in fact all of us, know about the excitement that some people and some of the railroads have into coming over to London. I know there are also promotional items that are coming up, a whole number of little goodies that you will all be able to take home, but you will only find out when you're in London. So I think that's all there is at the moment. Maybe I know that Dave and many of you have been involved in this, and if you wish to add more, then please let me know.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. I So you're participating on many webinars. So I would like to ask the rest of the participants to attend these webinars. There is also a brief forum that helps those organizing the webinars to solve the problems that may have appeared. For example, if a demo was working okay, or if the audio was not so good, if the presentation could be easily seen or not. So this is the feedback that they need, those organizing the webinar need. So is there any question regarding this topic? Alberto, this is Antonio Medina, and I have a question. Alberto Soto? Okay, go ahead, Antonio. Antonio Medina, for the record. Thank you very much. I would like to take this opportunity, since we have Olivier here, because we have the following situation. In the itinerary that I was sent, the trip is Miami-London. And, for example, I will not have the necessary time to renew my visa to reach the U.S. So I would like to ask you to change my flight, my route, so as I can travel to London without going through the U.S. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, we will treat this or deal with this separately, but perhaps as Silvia is saying, okay, if you can send us an email or you can send an email. Antonio Medina speaking. Okay, I will send you an email tomorrow morning so that you can give me some information. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, if you're in transit, I mean, if you pay attention to your ticket, and if you are doing 1, 2, or 3 hours at the airport, you're not entering the country, so perhaps you may not need a visa. Antonio Medina speaking. Okay, thank you very much. Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any other question? Alberto Soto, Olivier, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Alberto. It's Olivier speaking. So, you know, the travel issues, I think that we have had some small travel issues, and it's normal with people, so many people traveling with visas, etc. But if you note that you have a problem with transferring via another country, and I know that in the U.S., for example, I think that even when you transfer from one international flight to another international flight, you have to go go through customs in some cases. So in that case, I would really recommend you get in touch with at-large staff and with constituency travel as soon as possible. The more you wait, the more pricey the ticket will be. And if the ticket goes beyond a certain price, then it is not changeable. And that's a real problem. There is a price range between, you know, until which ICANN consistently travel is able to change things. So if you let staff know as soon as possible, then we will be able to help, and we will be able to try and see if a change can be made, and you'll be able to come to London without any trouble. Thank you.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. Okay, is there any other question? Okay, so let's move forward. The following item on the agenda has to do with the suggestions for the topics for the General Assembly. Dev, Umberto, first of all, Umberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Umberto Carrasco speaking. Alberto, I was going to say exactly that Dev had made a suggestion, so I was going to give the floor to him so that he could express his suggestion. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, Dev, please, go ahead.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. One of the things I would like to discuss is the difficulty we seem to have in obtaining consensus We give regional advice regarding organizations that apply to become at-large structures. I've noted that within the past few years, that practically any organization applying to become an organization and at-large, there is a great deal of opinions, some for the organization, and also some against, and it's very, very difficult to get consensus, even after spending, a lot of time on this. And I suspect it's due to the regional politics. But my concern here is that, one of the Lakwalo teams we have promoted for the banners is promoting inclusiveness. Yet, this type of process whereby any organization joining Lakwalo has to you have to jump through so many hoops, and to make it makes the process less desirable to actually go through. I mean, if I knew organizations that want to join, and they would get so much trouble and so much challenges, and just being accepted to be part of Lakwalo, it's almost like it's a disincentive for anyone to join Lakwalo. So this is something of a concern I have. My questions are to the group. Why is this happening? And is there any way to make this easier? Is it that the information regarding at-large structures is not fully understood by Lakwalo? I don't have a solution for it, but I mean, I want to bring this up for discussion because it's happening too often, and I think it's to the detriment of Lakwalo. So that's my proposed idea for discussion at large for the General Assembly. That's it.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Steph. Generally, these problems are taking place because there are people introducing political issues in the discussion when we should devote ourselves to discuss a certain topic, for example, the bylaws of an organization, of the web page of an organization. For example, I denied a certain organization because the bylaws of that organization was very different from the web page of that organization. And then someone told me, and this, of course, was after the topic was closed and once I had to decide, and someone told me, I know they're working for the Internet users despite the information they have posted on their web page, because according to the web page, that organization was included to work for the government. So if that organization afterwards is representing its own interests in favor of a government and not in favor of the end user, what we need to do is to gather the evidence and ask for the decertification of that ALS. But if we can avoid political topics to be included, can you hear me? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, we hear you, Alberto. Alberto Soto speaking. So if we can avoid having those political topics after an email exchange or perhaps during one call, we can solve this problem. But, of course, we will include this topic, Dev, on the agenda. We will include that. Is there any other question or any other comment? I see Humberto Carrasco. Please go ahead, Humberto. This is Antonio Medina. I would like to make a question. Alberto Soto speaking. First of all, Humberto, then Christian, and then Antonio. So, Humberto, please go ahead. This is Humberto Carrasco for the record. I think that the topic proposed by Dev is relevant. Alberto, what you said is also true. We have been following consensus, and I agree with what you say. This could be something, this topic can be dealt in the General Assembly. It would be a very good idea. But I would like to also add some other topics that we're working on the governance working group and in some other working groups and in the secretariat and in the chair of this organization. And of course, we will explain or we will deal with these topics on the draft agenda. But of course, we need to have most of the LACVALO members to close, we need to have the consensus of all the LACVALO members before closing the agenda, and we need to know who are in favor, who agree with this, and who do not. So this is what I would like to say. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, Christian, you have the floor. Christian speaking. Alberto, when you speak about political issues or when you refer to political issues, well, I believe that when we speak about participation, we are speaking about politics. So perhaps we need to pay attention to the bylaws and to see if you agree with the participation of that or certain ALS. I mean, corporations are also political in nature. So perhaps the we need to take into account that the bylaws of that ALS should match their work. Alberto Soto speaking. Christian, that was the criteria used for that case. Christian speaking. Okay, but I would like to, I wanted to highlight that for the record. Alberto Soto speaking. Antonio Medina Gomez, now you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Antonio for the record. Thank you very much, Alberto. Well, I think Dev's proposal is a really good proposal. It's a very timely proposal because it has to do with the application of the Visa of Venezuela. So we may assume that there are some other similar organizations such as the ISOC for Mexico or Ecuador that they somehow have an equivalent when it comes to their functions, and they are clear when it comes to their objectives. So I was not understanding why an organization like the one coming from Venezuela was not accepted. And we are interested in having ALSCC in Venezuela and in allowing citizens to participate in that country and to have a better informed society. So that was my comment in relation to Dev's comment. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Antonio. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Alberto. This is Devanand speaking. Thanks for everybody else, all the comments here. But and it, to me, in my mind, it, to me, this is this type of, if it is very due to too strange to politics, because the arguments are sometimes expressed against one ALS in one country, if you know by certain members are defended when it was done for another ALS in another country. This brings to my mind that what is happening here is, I would define it as the different factions, in LACVALO, working to, well, I would say, the different factions in LACVALO are trying to opposing the ALS because it is perceived to be against their ALS or in their principles and how they want LACVALO to be. And my point is though that to my mind, and I think especially if we want LACVALO to grow and be more diverse, we have to be more accepting, and and I just want to see if is there any way to really get around the politics behind all of this contention between ELS's applications. And just not just for ELS applications. In my mind, that's one of the striking examples. Antonio Medina Gomez raised the issue regarding bylaw modifications and so forth that some have proposed and that in the governance working group. I've stated before that what's been proposed by several members there is not in the best interest of La Coalo, and I'm starting now to put some comments on the wiki as to why this is the case. I have proposed something relatively straightforward, which is just to harmonize the language versions of the English and Spanish versions. There should be no issues regarding having these motions accepted, because it's simply to correct the version, the differences in the differences in the English version and the Spanish version. Right? It's just about harmonizing those differences so that both versions are identical. What has been happening, too, again, perhaps due to politics, is that various contingent conditions will be asked by various persons in that world. Well, I want to prove unless I get this favor, and so forth. And then there's been no progress. And I would really, really would love to see some progress that, okay, let's work together, let's find consensus, and let's work for harmony in La Coalo. That's it.
Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Dev. So, Leontan Sanchez has no mic, so I will read his his comment. Likewise, I think the discussion of those particular aspects should not be linked. For example, those aspects related to the personal sphere, for example, the case of a representative of an ILS, an ILS that may have different activities, and some of these activities may be in conflict with what is promoted by La Coalo. So I would like to remind you that we do not decide. We can say yes or no, but we do not define, in fact. So we need to contribute to simplifying everything in a very objective way. This discussion was so heated and was so hard and rude somehow that we cannot tell the truth, in fact. So the more we debate or the more we discuss, sometimes the situation is not good, or the worse the situation is. So if that if someone belongs to a governmental body and to an ALS, okay, that is something we can debate, but in a healthy way and without reaching the so heated debate that we had on the list. So we need to reach consensus and to avoid those situations again. Alberto Soto speaking. Is there any other comment or question? Alberto Soto, okay, I see no questions. So as to finish with the GA, the topics will be posted by Umberto, and if there are documents, we will have them in English, in Spanish, and in Portuguese as well, and I think in French as well. So unfortunately, this is much work for the staff. Umberto Carrasco, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Umberto, can you hear us? Go ahead, please. Umberto speaking, can you hear me? Alberto, can you hear me? Alberto speaking, yes. Go ahead, please, Umberto. Umberto Carrasco speaking. I just wanted to highlight, and I would like to make a comment regarding the agenda, and then I will speak about the music topic. So, first of all, I would like to say that we will have a draft agenda, and we will send that draft to Sylvia, because I know that they need to send that agenda to be translated. So we have 7 days before the meeting to close the agenda. So probably we will have some amendments to that agenda, and we hope there won't be many modifications to the agenda. And then we will circulate that agenda on the list for all the participants to know about the agenda. Now I would like to speak about the music. This is not... This is a topic that we together with Alberto, we discuss the topics, and then we express the topics to the region. So what I did in this case was to send a message to the list so as to get suggestions, at least to have two songs per country, or so as to be, or two topics per country, so as to be able to have diversity in the region. As far as I know, I have only received suggestions from Jacqueline Morris. So I would like to ask the participants from the Caribbean region if they can contribute with some information in the corresponding wiki page. Thank you very much. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, thank you. Is there any other topic or any other comment for this? Is there any other comment for this particular topic, or any other comment for any other topic? Deb, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Okay, this is Devanand speaking. I hope the interpreters can hear me clearly. This is regarding the music. What you have to do, though, I think what for Glenn, who is the chair of the Fair of Opportunities working group that's organizing the event in London, you have to send the actual MP3 files of the music to him. So that it's not just providing links to YouTube videos alone. So that's a reminder, Humberto. Okay, that's it.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Deb. Humberto, you have the floor. Humberto speaking. Thank you very much, Deb, for your comment. That's true. Each secretary should access the wiki page and upload the MP3 files. That's why. So I asked the YouTube link. So I will have to upload the MP3 files, and this is something that needs to be done. So thank you very much. Alberto Soto speaking. I have a question from Leon regarding the copyright for in order to use the songs in the event. So, Leon, no. I suppose that the ones responsible for this have requested the YouTube link and now the MP3 file. So I believe this is already covered by the legal department, the ICANN legal department. Is there any other question? I am a bit lost, so if there is any question on the chat, so if there is any comment, please, you can type on the chat. Christian, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Christian speaking. We have our We had a time to, as May the 29th, to provide the MP3 files. That was our deadline. Do we still have that deadline? Umberto, Alberto Soto speaking. Umberto, go ahead, please. Umberto speaking. Sorry. I was not connected to the AC room, but I was able to hear the question. Okay. Bear with me a minute. Let me see. The original deadline was for the last Saturday. This is May the 24th. So there is no need for you to provide me with the MP3 files. I mean, you can send me the link, and I can find the MP3 files. So for those who were not able to send information, please send that information to me by email. So the deadline would be on Thursday, so that I can have the final playlist with all the songs. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, Umberto, thank you very much for your comment. So for the sake of the Secretary's health, I would like to ask you to send him the MP3 files directly, because we are working very hard with Lagrallo, and of course, those sending the songs, if you could kindly send the MP3 files, that would be much appreciated. Is there any other question? So, since there are no further topics and questions, I would like to thank you all for your participation and for your collaboration. This is important for us. We would like to thank Olivier for his collaboration, the staff, and now I will bring this call to an end. So thank you very much. Good afternoon, good evening, and goodbye.